Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. Do a business spotlight talking Able Electric. Donnie with us. And, man, the story that you've told me, I mean, you down in Mobile, and here you are working within civil engineering in that world, and now up here and everything from electric, but the specialty generators, you and I were talking about it.
Absolutely, yes, sir. Thank you for having me today, and looking forward to a good conversation.
Been here since 07. You've been doing this since 07?
No, sir. Just started doing this, been almost 2 years now.
Okay.
So had no experience, just a door opened up for me, and just walked right in it and jumped in both feet. And
so it's been a learning experience for you as well.
Yeah, the first 3 or 4 months was like a tornado of learning, because I literally knew nothing about electrical work at all. Like I said, coming out of civil engineering, drafting, design work, and moving into this. But just kind of hired in as more of a managerial position and just the ability to come in and just kind of bring some order to some things that were a little chaotic and a little out of order and kind of streamline it. And it's been great. It's been great.
Yeah, so. Drinking through a fire hose for 2 years. Is it starting to slow down a little bit?
No, not at all. Not at all. In fact, this is the busiest time of the year, hurricane season.
Yeah.
People are really antsy a little bit and kind of want to invest in getting that whole home standby generator. And so that's what we do.
This is a different world than what it was, I don't know, 30 years ago. Because 30 years ago, it was you hardly heard of anybody that had a generator. And the
right.
people that had them, they were the big old monstrosity generators
sure.
that either were on wheels or they couldn't pick up or they couldn't carry. It was more, it's kind of standard. But, I mean, the world of that has changed. And now, I would even say not just hurricane season. I mean, tornado season, hurricane season. We're known to have a few thunderstorms here or there that knock out everything.
Yeah, very quickly, yeah.
I mean, being at a radio station, we've always got a generator present. I mean, we got to
have to, yeah.
And it's funny because – we call it the storm that killed the radio. It was in May, either 2 years ago or last. I think it was 2 years ago. Building got hit, and we were done for about a week.
Oh wow!
And because it fried all the wires and everything in here, and I'm sure that that's taking place with other people as well. And I mean, that's what you guys are there for.
Yeah, absolutely. With these generators, they've made a lot of advancements, obviously. And most people don't realize it, but when the power goes out, so much is dependent upon that. I mean, just imagine, if you can, an hour of sitting in the house with no air conditioning, no internet, no TV, no power, no anything, and kids. And so doing that for an hour is kind of frustrating. But then you have some of these storms like what came through last October with East Georgia, the Carolinas, Central Georgia, when that hurricane came through. And there were people out of power for 3 or 4 weeks, 6 weeks. And just the frustration of that. All your food spoiling. You can't access anything.
Yeah.
You can't charge your phones. You can't do anything. And so the generators, they're not a necessity, but they are very beneficial. And so we've kind of tapped into that. And we're just there to provide that for the people that really need those.
I will say my dad's in South Alabama, so hurricane season does hit pretty easy down there. And it's not just that. I don't know if people think about this either, but even he's able to run his pool off of the generator
pool pump
as well. And people go, what? What kind of deal is that? And I'm like, well, when you got to go and you got to clean it later, if it's down for a week, trust me, you'll know it's down for a week if the pool pump's not running. And
not only that, in the wintertime, people don't think about it in the wintertime, but if your power goes out in the winter, those underground pipes will freeze if they're not flowing, and now you got a real expensive bill.
Yeah. Once they have to start digging up concrete around the pool, you'll be willing just to have them haul in dirt instead of having to do that. I promise you.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's you mentioned kids. I've heard so many stories, which I don't think people think about this, but the moms that have got the frozen breast milk that they need for later on.
Oh, yeah.
So they got to have power that's running to the house during that time.
Yeah, there's a lot of situations like that where it's a necessity. So you think there's a lot of our clients that are a little more elderly that depend on it for oxygen. They have to have 24/7 oxygen flowing. So
yep.
Power goes out for them, they're in trouble. You got situations like that. You got situations where people have to keep things refrigerated. They have to. And then you got people who've, their garage has got three freezers full of $10,000 worth of meat in it, and they don't want to see that spoiled. And so, you know, it's just a all-around general comfort in knowing that if we lose power for 3 or 4 days, you know, we're going to be okay. And it's not a thing where people are having a, hey, the power's out party and everybody's coming over.
Right.
But it is the ability to still function, still have some semblance of order in the house whenever everything else is crazy. It's very lucrative, very good business to be in. We have seen a great increase in our sales and installation. Our ratings are 5-star. Our guys are phenomenal at this. We do a lot in advertising, promotion, and training. Spend a lot of money in sending our guys to classes because we want to be the best at this that we can.
That is awesome stuff. Hang on for a second through a break. We'll talk about how they can get in touch with you, how they
absolutely
can get, okay, we'll do that. We'll step away for a little bit. Business Spotlight, we'll talk Able Electric. Dining with me is we'll talk more on that momentarily and how you can find out how you can get involved. That's coming up next. Auburn Opelika This Morning, your news talk and information station.
Federally regulated, but not federally funded. You're listening to Auburn Opelika This Morning. About issues that matter to you. Auburn Opelika This Morning with Ben Taylor.
Auburn Opelika This Morning, your news talk and information station. Continue with the Business Spotlight. Donnie with us, Able Electric. So I guess give me the elevator speech of you selling somebody when you're walking in their front door. why they need to be a part of this.
Well, the thing about this is we don't really have to market it to sell somebody on it. The generators are something that if you want one, we're available to give it to you and to help you install it and to cover it and things like that. So we really don't have to be great salesmen. What we have to be is just good information people and kind of so basically we walk people through this. A whole home standby generator is going to supply power to your entire house when the power goes out. And so we will be able to size it up for the particular size house you have and be able to get you the right size to take care of that. We actually put a lot of emphasis on customer care, customer service, due diligence. We extend warranties. We do a full 10-year warranty with our installations. We actually add cellular antennas to our generators so that we can monitor them 24/7. So we're not just kind of dropping the thing off and saying good luck with it. We are invested with each and every client. Last year we did almost 200 installs in 1 year. Which almost doubled what we did the year before. I think we did 110 in 23. We did 100 and right at 180 something in 24. And we're doing a ton this year. We're actually expanding and doing bigger ones, larger size generators on bigger businesses and things like that. And so we're really expanding that. Our team is gelling together, our install crew. We have a maintenance crew. Well, not only do we install them, but every month we go back to at least once a year we come back and do a full maintenance on those. So our maintenance team is booked up. They're doing 2 or 3 maintenances a day, 5-6 days a week sometimes. And it's just one of those things where if you're going to invest in something like this, and they are an investment,
yeah,
you want the best. And so we pride ourselves to make sure that we're doing all things with excellence. Our customer care is top notch, and we just want to be available for the community when they want it. When they think of generators, we want them to think of Able.
Exactly,
and that's what we want. And so,
go through these sales seminars, and that's the thing when it comes to market share. You want to be the first 3 people that they think of whenever you go to something. So,
absolutely,
I know with what we've done around here, and even what Allie has had you guys doing as well. I mean, as soon as she says generators, I mean, the first thing I always think of is you guys.
So, yeah, that's right. That's what we want,
and that is exactly what you're looking for. Well, if they've been kind of sitting on the fence, yeah, I was going to say it's pretty easy sale job after we get after somebody gets hit by lightning and things go out and then they need some help.
That's kind of the issue is like last year it was like, hey, can you install it today? It doesn't work that way. We got to have a couple week lead time. We got to order stuff. We got to get permits. So You know, if you're waiting on the hurricane season to show up to call us, that's probably not going to be very beneficial.
That's so awesome. Well, can they go on the website and take a look too and see what you guys have to
absolutely
offer?
Yeah. If you just Google Able Electric, we're going to pop right up there. You can click on the generator tab. It'll give you all the information. You can actually fill out an information form and it'll send an email right to me. I'll be able to contact you right away. You can call our office, 706-442-9093. They'll put you in touch with our department, and we'll be able to help you out with any of that. And if you just have general questions, you can just hop on that, like I said, on that site. There's a form you fill out. You can ask those questions. We'll send you out an email that has basic inquiry questions, like how much does it cost? How long does it take? We can answer all that with a quick email response. And if you're just looking for that, or if you are ready to move forward, we'd love to help you out with it. We do offer financing. So someone that probably doesn't want to, you know, spend that amount out of their savings right away, but they'd rather do some zero interest financing. We offer that for people. So, it's a win-win. If you want to move forward with it, we can do everything we can to make it happen for you.
Are you guys the type of business too, especially with that on that generator side of things, where if somebody's got new construction, that it wouldn't hurt for them if they're planning on getting a generator 2 years down the road? Why not go ahead and get it done now while you got, like, when you got the opportunity to get it?
Absolutely,
there?
Yeah. We actually work with a couple builders right now, and they kind of put that into their contract with the clients. They talk to them. So as they're building the house, we're actually putting the generator in at the same time so that when they close on it, it's already there.
That's awesome stuff. Any particular region? I mean, I know a lot of people stream
this.
Good
question.
Too.
Yeah. So from the Auburn-Opelika area, we basically go about a two-hour radius out. So
okay.
Birmingham, Atlanta, Macon, Albany, Dothan, all the way to Greenville, Montgomery. Just a big circle. Anywhere in that circle, we'll come see you.
That is awesome stuff. So you can go to the website. Just Google Able Electric. You'll find out. Of course, you can fill out your information, and it'll go directly to Donnie. He'll be more than happy to answer questions.
Absolutely.
You can call him as well. Phone number one more time.
706-442-9093.
Easy stuff, man. As always, I appreciate this. We got to get you back in here. Talk more about this.
Let's do it.
When that number goes up, too, we'll get you back in here so we can talk about the increase again.
There you go.
You may be too busy to get in here at that time.
No. We always have time for you.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your news, talk, and information station. Last break of the hour. And then an updated version instead of East Alabama Living. It's going to be kind of a Whitten Wednesday on a Monday because we're going to talk East Alabama Living on a Wednesday. That'll be coming up next. I know it's confusing. It just got thrown on me this morning, so I don't really have much of a choice in the matter because it's the boss making those demands. So Auburn Opelika this morning. More in a moment.
Pushing Christian and conservative values 24 hours a day. This is News Talk WANI.